Married at First Sight. Chapter 3204. Deep sleep held Abby tightly, preventing her from moving. I told you to stop drinking. You didn't listen. You're drunk now. It will be painful when you wake up tomorrow. Evan poked Abby's face helplessly, then resignedly picked her up and carried her out of the presidential suite. Oh, Evan didn't know which room Abby lived in. He stopped, put down Abby, supported her with one hand, and took out his cell phone with one hand to call Serenity. Serenity quickly answered his call. Evan, sister-in-law, what room number does Miss Du live in? Serenity replied, I don't know what room she lives in. She only told me that she lives at the Wiltspoon Hotel. Is Abby drunk? Wait a minute, and I'll ask for you. Serenity tilted her head and said to Zachary, husband, go and ask what room Abby lives in. She is drunk. Evan will take her back to her room. Zachary's face tightened, and he was reluctant to ask, but at Serenity's urging, he muttered and led Sunny away. Come back soon. Evan ended the call first. Did you ask? I told Evangelist. Zachary still had a sullen face. He said, when I went to ask, the front desk looked at me as if he suspected that I was cheating. I had to explain that it was Evan who wanted to send Abby back to her room, and I was asking for Evangelist. Serenity understood immediately. She held Zachary's arm affectionately and smiled sweetly, just explain it clearly. Whether they doubt it or not, it won't affect our relationship. As long as I don't doubt you. Zachary, don't let me do that kind of thing in the future. Let Evan solve his own problems. Why should I help him? I didn't have anyone to help me at the beginning. It was all because of my sincerity and my deep affection. Serenity, okay, I'll take this action in the future to avoid others misinterpreting you. Your younger brother, Evan, brothers can help each other if they want to. Don't you want Evan to be happy? Yes, you relied on your superb deception to deceive me into my heart. When the word came up, Zachary stopped and said, honey, let's not settle old scores. I'm not angry anymore. Serenity smiled and said, I know my husband is a generous person and won't get angry casually. Come on, let's go home. Oh, by the way, you still need to be busy. I'll take Sunny home first. Zachary sighed and said, I also want to go home now, but there are still some important things waiting for me to deal with. Serenity, it's okay. It's not like I don't know the way. I'll wait for you at home. It was the end of the year, and all major companies were busy. Serenity was also busy with herself. Not to mention Zachary. After leaving the hotel, Zachary sent Serenity to the car and warned, after you go back, go to bed early. Don't wait for me. I may not be able to go back until very late tonight. I'll fall asleep when I'm tired. Then be careful and don't drink too much. Serenity also gave her husband a few words of advice. Zachary smiled slightly. I don't want to drink, no one can make me drink. He reached out to cover Sunny's eyes, and then quickly kissed Serenity on the lips. Sunny suddenly covered his eyes and instinctively used his two small hands to hold his uncle's big hand. After Zachary finished kissing him, he let him take the opportunity to open his arms. Uncle, I can't see what you are doing by covering my eyes. Sunny complained. Zachary, I saw a mosquito between Sunny's eyebrows. I wanted to help you swat the mosquito to death, so I covered your eyes. To lie to a child and deceive Zachary is to stew in a fire. Chapter 3205. Sunny groaned, believing Zachary's words, but he asked, Uncle, where is that mosquito? Zachary opened his palms and let Sunny see. Sunny didn't see any mosquitoes. Zachary, the mosquito flew away. I was a little slow in taking action and didn't kill it. Sunny said, oh, again. Serenity was happy. No matter how smart Sunny was, he was still a child and couldn't defeat an adult. Serenity said, Sunny, Uncle has to go do some work. Let's go home first and say goodbye to Uncle. Sunny immediately waved his little hand to Zachary and said crisply, Uncle, goodbye. Zachary said, get some rest early when you get back. You must listen to your aunt and don't make trouble with her. Be obedient. Winter vacation will start soon. During the winter vacation, I will send you to FC Manor to play with Titus. Sunny quickly promised, I won't make trouble for my aunt, I will be good. Serenity said, Husband, go and do your work quickly, let's go. Serenity urged Zachary to do something, and then told the driver to drive. Zachary stood there, watching the car carry his beloved wife away. After they were gone, he turned and walked towards his car. Zachary didn't ask a single question about Evan and Abby. Abby was drunk, and Evan would send her back to her room. Evan sent Abby back to her room, helped her take off her coat, shoes, and socks, and adjusted her sleeping position before he was ready to leave. Abby sat up suddenly and vomited immediately. Evan was too late to get her a trash can, so he could only watch as she vomited all over the floor, even staining the bed. Evan. He felt like vomiting just looking at her, and he actually vomited. He covered his mouth and rushed into the bathroom, vomiting all over the place. After a while, he came out with his mouth and nose covered. After Abby finished vomiting, she fell back on the bed. Evan walked to the other side of the bed to avoid seeing her vomit, then, as quickly as possible, he lifted Abby up, hugged her, turned around, and ran away. After running out of the room, he put down Abby and let her lean on him. Then he called the hotel manager and asked him to help arrange for a cleaning lady to come and clean the room. You will vomit when you are drunk, and you still drink so much. From now on, as long as you are with me, you will not be allowed to get drunk. Evan looked at Abby, who was leaning against him, and pinched her face helplessly. Seeing that she was wearing thin clothes, he was worried that she would catch a cold. The heating was on in the room, so it wouldn't be cold. But it was still cold outside, especially at night, when the temperature was several degrees or even 10 degrees lower than during the day. Evan had no choice but to take off his coat and put it on Abby. Soon, the cleaning lady appeared. Cleaning took time, and Evan was not willing to wait here, so he helped Abby back to the presidential suite on the top floor, letting Abby rest in the second room. Not 2 minutes after lying down, Abby shouted for water again. She didn't even open her eyes. Evan had no choice but to pour her a glass of warm water, sit her down on the edge of the bed, then help her up and let her drink the water. After drinking the water, Abby fell asleep again. Evan didn't dare to leave now, for fear that she would vomit again and be thirsty and ask for water in the middle of the night. If someone else took care of it, he wouldn't worry. Chapter 3206. Abby came to Wiltspoon alone as a fox, just for Evan. Evan was responsible for Wiltspoon's safety. Whether he would not marry her later, this was the wife candidate arranged for him by his grandma. If something happens in Wiltspoon, not to mention the Dew family, to find him trouble, it is there that grandma will beat him. Evan called Zachary. When Zachary answered his call, he begged, "Brother, can I stay in your suite for one night? Except for my master bedroom, you can sleep in any other room." Zachary didn't object, but he couldn't sleep in the master bedroom. When Zachary usually stayed in this suite, he always stayed in the master bedroom. "Evan, well, okay, thank you, brother. Zachary, what's wrong with Abby? She was so drunk that she vomited and felt thirsty. I couldn't leave, so I had to stay at the hotel for the night. When it was almost dawn, I sent her back to her room before leaving, so as not to let her know that I was living in the same room with her." After Zachary was silent for a moment, he said, "If you think carefully and decide not to marry her or consider her anymore, it's best to do that and not ruin the girl's reputation." Evan said with a headache, "Brother, I don't know what to do. She is actually very good. Grandma's vision is unmistakable. I can get along with her, but I seem to prefer being with the fox." "Zachary, fox?" Evan said, "It's the woman who has been entangled with me in my dream. She has a nickname called Variety Fox. She may be good at makeup. I don't know her real name, where she is from, or even her whereabouts. I can't even tell. She is very mysterious and brings out my desire to conquer." "Zachary, you lost your heart before you even knew the other person's name. Does she have any connection to the head wife of the Lafayette family in Mead Spring?" The head wife of the Lafayette family in Mead Spring was Jane's sister-in-law and the second daughter of the Stahl family in Annenberg. She was a double-faced person. The master of Ms. Stahl and the master of the fourth young lady of the Johnson family were old acquaintances. They were both masters who traveled across the world decades ago. Although they have retired for decades, they still leave behind their legends. "Evan, Mrs. Lafayette's wife is a two-faced person. That's because she is good at disguise. I think Fox should be good at makeup, like disguise. She should be the same as the Johnson family's second wife, a kind person." The second young lady in the Johnson family was a well-known senior makeup artist. How good were her makeup skills? Her skillful hands transformed her face to such an extent that even her mother was unable to recognize her. Zachary stopped talking. When Evan mentioned the second young lady in the Johnson family, Zachary had an idea. Grandma selected Abby for Evan, but Evan had a crush on another girl and became involved with her. Evan went to his grandma and asked for a replacement, but grandma asked him to handle it himself. Grandma May never did anything that was uncertain. Neither Zachary nor Callum nor Kevin could climb over grandma's five-finger mountain. Could Evan be revealed? Dream. Since grandma had chosen Abby, this Abby was not simple. Zachary suddenly thought that Abby would contact Evan with another face and another identity and make Evan fall in love with another woman. Zachary thought of this, but he didn't mention Evan. Grandma didn't even mention it. Why should Zachary talk so much? Let Evan figure it out on his own and discover it for himself. See if Evan can prove that Abby is the fox. If the two are not the same person, consider Zachary's guess wrong. Anyway, this matter was unrelated to him. The matter had nothing to do with him, Zachary was just hanging on high. He was home with his wife, who was on the hot bed. When his child was born next year, his small family would be complete.